Morning, everyone. My name is Bo Young, and I'm one of the leaders at McCain House Church, and I feel very privileged to be just standing here in front of you to just share the Word of God. Let's start the service with a little prayer. Dear Father God, we just want to thank you so much for gifting us this beautiful day where we can come together freely to worship and hear your Word. Lord, I humble myself before you. Please use me to convey your love and message to your precious sons and daughters. Pray all this in your precious Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll just begin by watching the video of the message, the Matthew passage.
He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels." As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, "Therefore every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." When Jesus had finished these parables, He moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get his wisdom and these miraculous powers, they asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary, and aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town and in his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
Amen. And so we will read the related Bible verse. And so if you have the One app, you can read from there, or have, if you want the Bible, you can read off the Bible. So it's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 19. We can all read together if you have it in front of you. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have become and given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Amen. And we will continue to read the devotion from the One app. So that Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven in four different ways in today's reading. He's determined to emphasize the importance of searching for the kingdom, the value of the kingdom, the growth of the kingdom, and the diversity of the kingdom. The kingdom is central to the message of the good news. Despite all of Jesus' teaching about the kingdom, it is still easy for us to misunderstand its timing. We may think about the kingdom of heaven as being something we will enter someday. Rather, Jesus makes it clear that we can, in fact, experience this wonderful treasure now. Dallas Willard says, the treasure we have in heaven is something very much available to us now. Let us give thanks for our access to this wonderful kingdom now. Amen. So the title of today's message is called The Kingdom of Heaven, but as I was downloading, I received another subtitle, and it was like Hidden Treasure, which you see in the Bible verse that you saw in the video. So Jesus gives various parables about experiencing kingdom of heaven on earth. And just like how not everyone will get to go to heaven to have eternal life, not everyone will get to experience heaven on earth. It is available to us, but as God gave us free choice, the choice that you make will determine whether we get to taste kingdom of heaven on earth. In verse 44, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. That's right. When you think of treasure, you think of, you know, diamonds, you know, something precious, jewels, you know, ancient archaic items that you might find. You don't just, you know, walk around and suddenly you find treasure. You might be lucky, but most likely, if you want to find treasure, you have to go out and find it. Just like, you know, verse 45, like the merchant in search of fine pearls. If you want to find treasure, you have to intentionally go out of your way to find it. But finding treasure on heaven on earth is not as hard as trying to find, you know, precious jewels. It's actually quite easy. You know why? Because Father of God wants us to find them. It's like, you know, where you're at a children's birthday party where they hide candies around, you know, for the treasure hunt. God wants us to experience kingdom of heaven. It's just there, but you have to intentionally choose to find them. So how do we find these hidden treasures in life? In verse 31, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. From what I can see in lots of Bible verses, God usually, I find, starts with something small. Even Jesus came to earth as a baby. He didn't come as a huge warrior, you know. So I think, does that mean that sometimes, you know, treasure can be something small, something that you may think, oh, it's not that important. But actually, if you actually open your eyes and you actually take the step of faith, and actually it's a hidden treasure that you might have missed if you didn't actually intentionally look for it. So as you take step in being obedient to grab the small treasures in life, I truly believe you'll taste kingdom of heaven on this earth. So are we actively looking, searching for treasures in your life? Sometimes, you know, life gets very hard, repetitive, full of routines, busy. You know, you might be, you know, trained down with burdens of life, stuck in the mud. Even worse, you know, quicksand where you're getting deeper and deeper. Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I learned from my daughter that in order to get out of a quicksand, who knows, you know, how to, you know, I don't know if you'll ever experience quicksand, hopefully not, how to get out of a quicksand. You know, I think if you're stuck in a, you know, quicksand, you'd be like frantically, you know, trying to get out, but actually that'll help, that'll actually make you sink further. What you need to do is bend backwards and try to float and then look up, which is probably opposite to what you probably would naturally want to do. In the same way, if you look up in the, you know, busyness of life and open up your spiritual eyes, you'll be able to, you know, find some treasures in life. Like the mustard seed, start with something small. When the Holy Spirit puts something on your mind, you know, even in the midst of the busyness of, you know, everyday work life, just stop for a second, you know, and actually, and how many times, like, you know, when you're working or just in the middle of something, sometimes I think God places some people in your mind, and how many times we're like, oh yeah, I'll message them later, oh, you know, I'll pray for them later, but, you know, rarely we do, and I know I'm also guilty of that. But actually, if you do take those small steps, I think you could literally save someone's life. Then, you know, they might be in the deepest despair. You could be actually changing the course of their life. You could be their lifeboat. And that testimony that you experienced with that person could actually impact the heavens as well as for you to experience kingdom of heaven. I'm a pianist, some of you may know, and I tour a lot of students. And so I keep touching with a lot of students. And one of the students, you know, she's all grown up. I keep in touch. And, you know, one time I just kept, God kept pressing her on my mind. I said, okay, I'll message her later. She's fine. And then he kept pressing on my heart. So I said, okay, message her. And I found out, you know, she's been dating. She had a very, you know, she met a Prince Charming. So, oh, great. And then later I found that she broke up. I'm like, oh, no. And she's in deep despair. I thought, but, you know, she has, you know, her loving family around her. She has friends, you know. I said, okay, she'll be fine. But for some reason, God just kept pressing, you know, putting on my mind. So, okay, fine. I kept messaging her, how are you? You know, and I ended up meeting her. And when I met her, she was, like, so sad. I was like, oh, it's a breakup. But she thought she was going to get married. And later, as I was speaking to her, I realized how crazy this world is. Like, all the people around, all the friends, young people, oh, my goodness, the things they go through is, like, more drama, more extreme than, you know, like Hollywood movies and Korean drama put together. Very extreme. And, like, I was like, wow, like, so many young people are so broken out there. And, like, and all her friends. And I was like, wow. So typically, you know, if you go through a breakup, you know, they go to, you know, Lam Kwai Fong and they, you know, party and they use that as an excuse to, you know, like, kind of self-destruct and do bad things as an excuse. But then for some reason she was like, but she wasn't. I was like, oh, so why, how come you're so calm? And she said, oh, actually my another teacher had been reaching out to her and she's been praying with her and she's been telling Bible stories like daily, almost daily. I was like, oh, wow. Like, and then I could see she was so hungry for God. So that's when I just got in there and told her how amazing God is and how God has amazing plans for her. And then as she was sharing, I realized, like, oh, timing is everything, because, you know, you can actually change the way people, you know, choose in different circumstances. So you can actually be that the salt and the light. And as I was speaking to her, actually, I gained more out of it because she started sharing about how she's actually very spiritual, and she shared how she saw that when she was young, she was actually literally saved by an angel. Like, she was in a, you know, highway, U.S. highway, 2 years old and driver, and somehow she was in the car in the back, and she maybe played with her belt and took it off, and door flew open. She literally flew out of the car in the middle of the highway, and driver didn't even know, and he just drove off, and someone found her, and she came out of it like not you know, harmed or anything like that. And she was so sure Angel was there to protect her. And, you know, she was saying, you know, earlier she saw visions of heaven and hell. She has a strong connection with God, but she doesn't go to church. But I was like, the way she was describing heaven and like hell, I was like, oh my God, that's like, it's like I'm reading the Bible. Like she said, you know, she saw amazing golden, huge golden gate, and she was invited to come up, and she saw them huge feast, you know, endless feast. It was all golden, and she was like, oh, it was like amazing. She was like, massive party, was so happy. And then when she saw hell, she said, yeah, it was like so hard, and people were working nonstop, and they were in like so much torture, like they were nonstop working, and they started to look so much in pain. They just wanted to get out, but they just couldn't. And the most interesting, she said, but while she was in heaven feasting, she saw down and she saw her dad was there, but he couldn't get up. So I was like, oh my goodness. So just hearing these like visions, I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't realize, just opening up to her, I got to kind of hear these things. And it just gave conviction how, you know, imagine if that was like my dad or my loved ones, well, my dad saved, but you know, like, that urgency of having to save the people around you, because it literally, you know, imagine being in heaven and not being able to have your loved ones with you. So I really felt like convicted really be more bold about sharing about the gospel to the people around you. So I think just even small things I got to experience, you know, just a bit of, you know, kingdom of heaven, and just find the hidden treasure and give me conviction to just really, be more bold about sharing the gospel. And, yeah, we must continually contend for, you know, our unsaved friends and family members. And yesterday I called my sister in the evening, and she didn't pick up. I was like, oh, why didn't you pick up? Because I just got home. She lives in Sydney, and as you know, with the coronavirus, like Hong Kong is pretty crazy, but Sydney these days is like on another level. And she runs a restaurant business. And as you can imagine, it's like extremely, extremely like so tough. And so I was like, oh, why'd you get home so late? And she said, I decided I'd just go to the park and give food to the homeless people. So I said, oh, wow. And I felt like she's really struggling because of the, you know, I'm sure the restaurant, no one goes out anymore. I was like, oh, wow, I feel so convicted, because like, how do I help the homeless people? You know, we walk by, you know, we have loose change, we give it, and we just walk along. Like, I'm guilty of, you know, not, but I think like that's how you miss the hidden treasure by, you know, you should at least look at them in the face, eye contact, give them a smile, and at least say God bless you. And I think when there's an interaction, that's when, you know, for them and for me, I feel like it could be such that encouragement can be such a treasure as well in their lives and my life as well. Yeah, just small things. I feel like if you just open your spiritual eyes, there's like hidden treasures everywhere in our lives. You know, these days, you know, we have kids. You know, we have a lot of kids here today, so good to see them. We have kids, you know, at home with us all the time. I'm sure the parents, sometimes it gets tough because they can't get their work done. But, you know, take a moment to just kind of like stop, look at them in the eye, give them hugs, and just like, you know, I'm guilty of saying, okay, come back later, you know, I'm in the middle of something, but, you know, take that moment to just look at them in the eye, yeah, just hug them and tell them how much you love them. Every small moment, if you choose to open your eyes and experience what God has in store for you, I feel like, you know, there's hidden treasures everywhere. During women's retreat, it was an amazing weekend. I'll just end with this example as well. When I got back, women's retreat was awesome. When I got back, I came in and my husband was in, and he was like, had dark circles. He was like so tired. but as soon as I walked in, kids came running at me, and they were like, and the first thing they said, I had the best day of my life. And I was like, oh, wow. And then apparently they just, from morning to evening, they did everything they did on, you know, that they had planned with the dad. And like, they were like so excited. They were like jumping up and down. They couldn't contain themselves. I was like, oh, wow. And then, so that evening was lying down. And then my husband, Jimmy, was like, he still looks so tired. He was like, oh my goodness, I thought he was going to complain. He's like, oh my God, that was tired. Like, you know, like they're all yours and I don't even like. He like looked at me. He was like, oh, I feel so lucky that I have these kids. As you know, I get to be their dad. And I just felt at that moment, I just really felt like, oh wow, God. Just small things that if you decide to make it a treasure, I really feel like God turns it into something beautiful. Like even we have another Chloe here. She's just arrived from boarding school, you know. We could have, you know, we welcomed her, but, you know, her mom, like, made a, you know, welcome sign, a welcome Chloe, and it was, like, such a huge celebration, even though, she, you know, she came home before, but, you know, I really feel like that is how God feels. If you choose to make that moment special and you open your eyes, no matter how difficult situations are, it's like God celebrating us, like, oh, welcome home, you know. God has planted, like, hidden treasures all around you, no matter how difficult the circumstances are, you know, if you open your eyes, I really, truly believe you get to taste the kingdom of heaven right now. So, let's just really pray that God will open our spiritual eyes to see what God has in store for us, even in the small things. And I feel like when you're faithful in the small things, God will help you to experience the bigger things, you know, that they could have never imagined. So, on that note, could I invite the worship team up? You know, as you're intentionally searching for the hidden treasures on earth, I believe that the Holy Spirit will fill your heart with joy, love, peace, satisfaction, gratitude, and a sense of purpose. No matter what you're doing, you could be doing the most mundane things, but if you are in tune with God and you just open your eyes to see what God wants you to do, call that person, you know, like message that person if God places them on your heart. As you're walking by, you know, give them a smile, and if they cough, you know, don't give them a dirty look, just smile. And just, you know, the way you see the world can really be different, especially if you sit in God's eyes. So can we just take this time to just maybe think about what are some hidden treasures that you might have missed, you know? And were we even looking to even find kingdom of heaven in our daily lives? And who are some people that God is putting on your mind right now that maybe you need to reach out to? Going to continue with prayer from today's message from the One App. Father, we pray for China and Asia. Lord, help Hong Kong fulfill its gateway role for the gospel. We pray that the Greater Bay Area and the One Belt, One Road initiative would facilitate the spread of your word. We pray for each of the Asian nations, for their government and the people. We pray for churches and the Christian witness throughout Asia. Lord, bring revival to Asia. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to go into the prayer time for our community. After worship. So we'll take this time to just pray for our SP community. Just really gather our hearts and just really contend for these prayer requests. We pray for cancer patients. We have P. Mary's Uncle Bill has a stomach cancer. Jay Chi's sister Chloe, she has breast cancer. Ming Min, she has lung cancer. Let's pray for her lower CEA level. And Thaddeus' brother-in-law, JJ, lymphoma cancer. So let's really take this time to really contend for healing. With cancer, it comes, with chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. It's really difficult to see your loved ones go through so much, pain and suffering. Just pray for Kiwan Chang's mom. She's got breast cancer. And Jason Kwok's uncle, Lindsay Kimber, has stage 4 liver cancer chemo. So it's really content for our brothers and sisters, our family members. And also continue to pray for the illness and the salvation. There's not much time left. Pray for these brothers and sisters, loved ones, for the salvation and just for healing, continued healing. John Wang's co-worker's uncle is paralyzed with stroke. Jackie Lam's friend's father has cancer. Cadence Lam's friend's brother has schizophrenia. Annie Lam's mother has surgery recovery. P. Mary friend's mother, spinous cerebellar ataxia. Archie Lin's stepfather, prostate cancer. Timothy Tang's friend, back pain, spine operation, recovery. So many people, suffering right now. So let's really pray for, no pain and just help give them strength to really fight through this with a positive mind, knowing that the Holy Spirit and the God is with them. Pray for infirmities. Pinate's mom, ossification of neck and back ligament. Novell's mom, recovery from stroke. John Moon's shoulder surgery, recovery from his shoulder surgery. Jackie Lam, left knee ligament. Kathy Lam's mother, who had stroke, dementia, leptin, and peristalsis. Fanny Yip's mother, 2 cysts in brain, which is causing her migraine. Janie Park's father, growth in thyroid, and mother, growth in colon. Jessica's in chronic joint pain. Amy Moon's father, spinal stenosis. Becky Tseng has lupus. Daniel Shi's father, stroke recovery. Whitney Cheng has glaucoma. Sam Big, severe migraine, brain lining viral infection. Thaddeus Tien's mother has lupus, heart murmur, knee rehab. And Timothy Tank's mom, bed sores, leg wounds, dementia, and muscle atrophy. Let's continue to really contend. Thank you. pray for favor over these brothers as they're looking for jobs. Matthews, Wiskoff, Terrence Ma, Andrew Lam, and Matthew Howe. Just really pray for God's favor and open doors. Lose hope, and you know, knowing that God has amazing plans in store for them. So these are our daily prayers. Let's just take this time to pray for. I'm just going to read off here. Hong Kong, just for the government, the wealth gap, the revival, churches, sports services, international shanti, God for Godwin and Rebecca's ministry, YWAM, Jim Moon, Sons and Daughters, run by Janice, Stand Asia, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, students, domestic helpers and families in distress. Just really pray for these ministries. Pray for our amazing staff, for P. Sam, P. Nay, P. Selamat, P. Ken, P. Mary, P. Andrew, Tim, Monica, Ashley, Lisa, Rachel, Cadence, Caleb, Donald, Sally, Trish, and Ben. Just pray for protection and just favor in everything that they do. Continuing with, you know, hospitality ministry for the welcoming for P. Andrew and the barista Ashley, that they will really, you know, be they're welcoming the face for newcomers especially. So let's pray for, yeah, just God's anointing on them as well. For our amazing worship team, you know, led by P. Nate, and then for the sound, Conrad, and AV team run by P. Ken, just really pray for smooth and just amazing worship where they can lead our church into, you know, an amazing time of worship to connect with God. For our house church community in First Street, Fontana, Garden, H2H, Hopewell, Kowloon, OPR, Princeton, Soho House Church, just pray for just an amazing time of gathering where God will be so present and will speak into each other's lives. Dear Father God, we just want to thank you so much just for, you know, bringing us here, giving us this time to just spend time with you, hear your word, to worship you. Lord, Father God, as we, you know, go out into the world again, Lord, help us to, you know, just open up our eyes to find those hidden treasures that you have in store for us, Father God. Help us to taste the, you know, kingdom of heaven on earth, because it is there available for us. And until, you know, we go into the eternal kingdom of heaven, Lord, I pray that we can just, you know, share the gospel around us. Help us to open up our eyes to see who to reach out to, you know. And I pray that we can contend even harder and be even more bold, you know, time is running out, Lord, and we just don't want to leave any of our loved ones behind. So just pray, we can just go out there with a sense of purpose, Lord, in everything that we do, Lord. Even if it's, you know, so repetitive, something that we do every day, Lord, I pray that we can make a change, Lord, Father God, in how we see things. We just want to thank you so much for this time, just for this place. Pray for covering over Hong Kong and the rest of the world as it's going into, you know, crazy mode of panic mode. Lord, Father God, I just pray that we can be the salt and the light, Lord Jesus, Father God, to make a difference, Lord, even, you know, starting from small things, Lord, for them, from the people, our neighbors, to just, you know, people around us. So we just want to thank you so much, Lord. We love you so much, and we just thank you that you want to just be in our lives every day. Thank you, Lord. Pray all this in Jesus' name.